Okay, we're learning today with Sechta Kalayim.
It's got all different types of
forms. We're up to Paragdeis, Mishnah Vav.
Are we learning
Vav.
In the Kahati?
We already read the Kahati yesterday.
Oh, so you know what it means?
We did this Mishnah already. And Haroitza Lasoy Sudeo Meshor Meshor. You want to make your field rows, varieties.
Okay, see here. Here's a bead. Here's a chitav. Here's a bead. Not a bead.
Here's the cucumbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four different types of varieties. You have to be mafsik with empty land. The white is the empty land. So it's a little bit of a field of meshar. Various rows, varieties of different types of vegetables. So mikol min, different varieties. You want to make your field meshar meshar mikol min. Every row shall have a different variety. So what do you do? Bishamar says, Shlesha Tulamim shall posiach. So you have to be mafsik. You have to be mafsik with these funny things. You see this one? This is the empty space in the land. You want to optimize. You want to maximize every single mashu of your field with vegetables, with variety. So, but if you plant the same thing next to each other, that's called klayim. You know how to do that. That's klayim. So what do? You have to have a hefsek of empty area to be mafsek.
Is it the same minim?
No, all four are different minim. I told you that, all four are different minim.
So,
this is kusam spelt. This is wheat. This is barley.
How come over here it's close and here it's not?
You're allowed to. We learned many times. We learned this yisod multiple times in this masechta.
Go ahead, say it again.
And that is,
say it again.
It, klayim is a matter of marasayim. It's not a question.
So how come it doesn't look like I'm planting them together here?
Because you have over here these areas, exactly these areas of space in the field, and when you do this, it looks to the observer like it's a separate, like you're being mafsik, you're not planting things together. There's separation.
However it might be, even though you don't understand it.
Well, over here, it's right next to each other.
Right.
But the fact is that since in this section of the field you have empty space and it looks a certain way, it appears to an observer that you're not planting the same meaning next to each other.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is the shoe? So the shoe over here is you have to see. There's a box. See on the bottom. There's a box.
This box right here.
Okay. There's a box. Now, what size is that box? What size of that box? The size of that box is Shlesha Tulamim Shel Posiach, which is a shear of 2 amas by 2 amas. Shlesha Tulam means through three furrows. Here's a furrow. When you take this thing and you connect to the animal, here's the back of the animal, and the animal is pulling it. This is called a telem. Through the width of 3 tulamim. The width of 3 tulamim equals exactly 2 amas. Roichev Miniach 2 amos al 2 amos. This little white box is the area of 2 amos by 2 amos. Got it?
2 amos by 2 amos.
This area is 2 amos by 2 amos. After you create a box of 2 amos by 2 amos, then you can taper off. You taper off. You see how it tapers off? Like that. Gets narrow and narrow. According to Tosfos Yomtev, you can't do this. You just can't have 1, 2, 3 of them. You have to take the boxes. One box should be in the beginning of the field. One box should be the emsa, and one box should be the soif. And then you taper off in the opposite directions. So the box that's 2 amos by 2 amos betchila tapers off in this direction this way. The box that's 2 amos by 2 amos that's in the center tapers off like this and like this. And the box that's 2 amos or 2 amos in the seifa, so the tapers off this direction.
So why this is different on the other than this?
This is different. Mefarish explaining the same words of the Mishnah. This is the Tosfos Yomtev. Alpi. Ayin. Wait, what does that mean over there? It's a different. That's
Ika Perushim.
No. Ika Mefarshim is a different thing altogether. You should know that by now. That's a different. That's a collection of Mefarshim.
Right.
This is a different Mefarsh. Alpi. I don't know what that stands for over there, but it means it's a different Mefarsh. This is the Rav. So look, it's a last day of Meshur Meshur. You want to make your field Meshur Meshur rose. I want to plant 4 different varieties.
Okay.
We call men of all different types of vegetables, all different types of seeds. Beshamai Oimrim, Beshamai says, what you need to do is you need to make Shloisha Tulamim Shel Posiach. The word Posiach means a plow. 3 furrows of a plow. And in this context, it means 2 amos by 2 amos. and then the rest of Basil says, what do you do? Basil says, Meloy ha'ol ha'sharoni, the width of the yoke of Sharoni, which is the same exact width as two, the same exact width as 2x2. It's the same. That's what says in Yerushalmi. The Kroivim Yozel. The Kroivim Divrei Elul Yos Kedivrei Elul. We learned yesterday in over here what it says over here in the Rav. The Rav is very Mekatsa. The Mekati is like this long.
No.
The Rav is very Mekatsa.
Yeah.
And look what it says over here.
Go ahead. The Rav, go ahead.
Over Yerushalmi Mefarei Shehem Shtei Amos Reichav Al Shtei Amos Reichav. The Achar Kach. And after you have 2x2. Meitzar taper. Meitzar means to become narrow, to taper. Taper.
Like a taper knife.
Like a suit that's tapered to the configuration of your body.
Right. Yours goes out because you eat like 10 bagels a day.
Only 10 bagels.
I wrote to last is a day of Meisha Meisha. You want to make, you make it rows.
Yeah, one, two, three,
you
four.
Make rows.
Meisha Meisha. So what is Beshamayis? Beshamayis says
Mikolmin
from a
same thing.
No, Mikolmin from different.
So it should be Kliyim.
Beshamayis says
Shloisha Tlom Shal
Pasiach. Three rows. Three. You have to have three boxes. Pasiach means a plow.
Where's the three boxes?
Here, one, two, three.
That's if you have four rows.
Three. Exactly.
But it say, would it say anything about four rows?
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, it means one box. Each box has to be three rows. Each box is equal to three furrows.
What do I see three furrows?
You don't see it. You don't
one,
see it.
Two,
you don't see it. No.
Two,
in the box,
three.
No. This is a shir. Shloisha tlom shal pasiach. Over here it says Yisham Kloimar. Nebbi Meshul Meshul. Revach shloisha tlom shal pasiach. Vloshem Yiftach. Vloshem Yiftach. Yishad Yad Vosay. Uvi Yushalmi Mefari. Shem Shtei Amos Rochav Al Shtei Amos Arech. The dimensions of Shloisha Tlom Shal Pasiach is 2x2. Each box, what's so hard to understand? Each box is 2 amas by 2 amas. 4 square amas. 2x2. 2x2 is equivalent to Shloisha Tlom Shal Pasiach. When you plow three times, you see one, two, three.
Yeah,
you see over here?
You should have lined this up with three of these.
Three.
Would have been better.
Three. You see over here? He has an arrow. You see there's an arrow here?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
This picture
is not off. It's a very good picture. This picture is gold.
Three rows should be underneath this.
Without this picture, there's no way to understand this mission. You don't see this picture.
Okay,
here.
Three rows.
That's a box. 2x2.
Three rows of a box.
Each box is equal to a dimension of 2 amas by 2 amas. Because 2 amas by 2 amas is the amount of space it takes. The amount of space it takes to plow, to go and make three furrows.
Three rows.
Okay, and then Basil says, what is the shear? The shear is the width is the size of the
Meloy el Hasharoni.
The width of the yoke of the Sharoni. Here's the yoke of the Sharoni, which means of a mountain. We learned the mountain. That was the Kati.
This is it.
The Sharoni. What does it mean Sharoni?
Sharoni is the cow.
No, it's a location. Sharoni is a location. The Sharon. It's a location. In the Sharon, they have different types of plows for the animals. Yokes. The size of the yoke is different depending upon
the size of the yoke. So where's the size?
Here it is. Don't you see the arrows?
That's the box.
That's the size of the box. That's two amas.
How big the box has to be?
That's how big, how wide the box has to be. Yeah, exactly. And the Gemara Mishnah says,
what's the difference between Beit Shammai and Beit Shammai?
There is no difference. Two different ways to give you the same exact thing. The width of the Ol Hasharoni is exactly the same size as this box of Shloisha Tlom Shal Pasiach.
So they hold this. There's no machlokes here.
There's no machlokes. And then, but it says over here in the Yerushalmi, you don't have a box. What's that going to do for you, a box? We have a whole field. You have to taper off after the box. You have to taper to the end of the field, and that takes away the marasayin. And
then you have
what?
Marasayin.
Marasayin. Okay, you got this Mishnah?
Yeah. Very simple.
Next Mishnah. Hoya roish tar chidim v'nichnas m'soich sol sarim. You have a roish tar. What's a roish tar? Tar means for shame. What are you doing?
I'm scratching my ear. Itches.
Hoya Roish Tor Chitim Nichnas Besech Shel Tzav. You have a Roish Tor here. Look at the picture 41. You have a wheat field. A Roish Tor means a corner. A Roish Tor means a corner. If you have a corner of a wheat field that is entering and protruding into the field of barley. You see what's going on over here, picture 41? You have a wheat field. It's on a diagonal. And the corner, this corner is protruding into the field of barley. So is this climb or not? It's mutter. This is not a violation of climb, even though the wheat is adjacent to the barley, since, again, you have to remember, everything in Masechta climb is all about perception. Perception. Okay? You with me?
Perception.
So in this instance, we have over here the Rosh Tachim, which enters into the field
how
of barley.
That's more science.
Exactly. Tar. What is tar? Tar Hushema Tachshit Shalisha. Tar is the name of an ornament of a woman. Of an Isha. Shatsurasa Mishaleshas. Triangle. What?
Tanisha.
Tar. What is tar? Tar. Tar, tar who tachshet shalisha, tar is a tachshet nisha, shetirosei mishaleshes.
So what is
the
cocky? What happened?
No, tar is a triangle. Hushem tachshet shalisha, shetirosei mishaleshes klemar. It's a triangle. That's a type of a tar. It's a tachshet shalisha, shetirosei mishaleshes. Klemar, bal shalish zovia. So, hamantashin. Like a hamantashin, okay? Hamantashin. Lashon, ture zovna selach in the kudetak esef, the al shmoy karin karin zovis, and it's called the karin zovis, means a corner. Roish Tar, which has a sharp point. Sharp point means a triangle. Now, the im keren zavis shall sode shahis zuachitim nichnas besoch sode shall sarem mutter mne shahu nire. That's always the key word. So exactly, it's very simple. We have over here a wheat field, and the wheat field protrudes into the barley field. So here you have three corners. You have the Rosh Tar. It's not klayim, because it's not near it like klayim. Next, shaloichidim v'shal chaveroi min acher mutu lismech lo me'oisei hamin. And what's this? Oh, here's another example. Here is another interpretation. See, l'fi harambam. The perish of the baal. I don't know what this means. L'fi harambam beis ayin yud min. I don't know what that stands for. The Rambam says not like this. This is too close for comfort. It means like this. You see the difference between this and this. Okay, so machlek is between mefarish and this connects. New halach over here is, let's say over here. Shaloichitim v'shalchaveru b'nachem mutal l'smachloi me'oisa hamin. Picture 43. Here, look at this. This is mine, this is yours. Well, this is yours, this is mine. This is yours, and this is mine. Alright? Two different people. You see how they're back-to-back? Chitim minacher. Oh, well, look at this. This is amazing. Look at this. You see the difference? You see the configuration? It's tall. So this belongs to me, and this belongs to you. You allowed to do this? So think of it, you're allowed to do this. It's an amazing picture. It's not for this picture, how you know what's going on over here. Shaloichitim v'shalchaver minacher. If wine is wheat, and my friend has a minacher, mutar lismach loy me'oisa hamin. What does it mean over here? Mutar lismach etel sodeh chitim shaloi. Me'oisa hamin shal sodeh chaver. Ve'ein nir kiklaim v'sodeh mishum de nir kisoyv sodeh chaver. It's an amazing halach. Look at this halach. What are you doing over here? You see the gray is mine? A mamish planting klayim. How am I planting klayim? Because I'm planting over here, this wheat is barley. I'm planting a whole row of barley right next to my wheat. You know why it's mutter? Because since my friend has a whole field of barley, and everyone knows that this is his property, this is my property. So even though on my property I have one row of barley, since my one row of barley is right up against the edge.
Doesn't it have to be machik?
No, that's exactly the point. There's no marasayin. Klayim is a matter of perception. If the observer sees that it's two people, everyone knows this is Reuven, this is Shimon. Everyone knows. So even though Reuven and Shimon are mamish right back to back, right next to each other, there's no violation of Kalayim. Not only that, I'm even allowed to plant on my own property. I'm allowed to go plant over here one row of my of the other men, even though against mine it's Kalayim, because there's no perception, since people know this belongs to my friend.
That's Yankel's field, not yours.
So people associate this row, they associate this row with him, not with me, and therefore there's no problem of Kalayim. That's an amazing chidush. That is an amazing, amazing chidush.
Hi, Mace, what's up?
Look at this.
I'd rather read it inside first.
We read this inside.
Okay, so read it again.
What's here? Shaloi chitim v'shachar.
How about the first part?
We did this already ten times.
Just read it over again.
Chaya rosh tar. I have a rosh tar.
Yeah.
A rosh tar means a triangle.
Okay.
We have a rosh tar shel chitim, a field of wheat. Nichnas b'soch shel sab goes
into my buddy's field.
Going into my barley field.
Oh, it's my field actually.
They're both my fields.
Yeah.
Wheat is going into barley.
Okay.
Mutter. The halach is mutter. This is not called kalayim. You see, that's
Kisoyf
the key word.
Kisoyf
Sadeo. So it does not look like you're planting taruvis. Next is halacha. Halacha Beis. Shaloi chitim v'shalcha v'roi min acher. My field is wheat and my friend's field is a min acher. Wheat and barley. Look at the configuration. I have small
beautiful
little dots.
And
he has long ones. But look at the last row
long
of mine. The last row
long
of mine. So shaloi chitim v'shalcha v'roi min acher. Mutter lismach loy me isa hamin. I'm allowed to go make one row.
Good.
One
next
row. Shaloi chitim. Mine is wheat.
This is wheat.
And my friend has barley.
Good.
And I want to plant over here.
This is not barley. This looks the same as this.
No. You're right. Shaloi. You're right. Shaloi chitim.
Did
you're right.
Know?
You're right.
It looks
you're
like
right.
This. This is chitim.
You're right. The balls are the spare. You're right. Mine is wheat and yours is barley. Mutter.
How many times do you have to do this?
Mutter. Pishtan. You're allowed to plant one row of flax. Why are you allowed to plant one row of flax? Because one row of flax is of no benefit whatsoever to a person.
Oh,
one
yeah,
row
flax
of flax
is the worst, right?
No, if you want to plant flax, you have to plant an entire field of flax. Planting one row of flax is of no benefit.
But so since you're allowed already,
you mutter lismach lo tell him one row. Why? What's the lumnis?
Mutter lismach lo tell him shel pishtan.
But not.
Because it's no use for pishtan.
And therefore, when a person, so why would you plant pishtan? Because you want to test. You want to test the quality of the land. Pishtan is a very good way. Pishtan, when you plant pishtan and you see how it grows, it's a test the quality of the soil.
If it comes out
good, you know that you can. So it's good quality soil. But do you have any benefit from it?
Nothing.
No. So therefore, when the person sees one row of flax right next to wheat, they're not going to assume
people
that
use stuff for pishtan. Why are you saying you have no?
But one row is not of any value. If you're going to plant flax, you have to plant a lot of flax. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The reality is, the Mishnah is teaching us this. He said that when you plant one row of flax, it's of no benefit. Flax only a benefit when you plant a lot of flax. You plant one row of flax, it's of no benefit. Therefore, to an observer, when they see that you have a field, and look at that, shot a client right next to the wheat, you have flax. Oh, this person is a Baal Avera. He's doing an Avera. He's planting client. No, I'm not. He's not planting client because that's not called client. Planting as when you plant for benefit. You plant to produce product. There is no product here. Planting one row of flax is of absolutely no benefit to anyone. No one's gonna sell it. No one's gonna buy it.
Correct.
It's not worth anything. So therefore, it's not viewed by an observer, by society, as a violation of the laws of Kalayim. Why then is this person doing it? Why then is he planting a row of flax? He's planting a row of flax to test the soil, the quality of the soil.
Okay.
But let's say I would plant here barley, one row of barley.
No good.
Why is it no good? Because the people plant even one row of barley. Even one row of barley is enough to make a bagel.
Right.
Okay.
But
v'loy tell him shel nachar. Now we're gonna get
out of the phone. He says you can do anything.
Anything, right? Let's see if it's over here. Why us? No, he says you're not allowed to.
Oh,
you see, you're wrong.
That's why I didn't understand.
He says You're not allowed it's also right. Like in this example. See, this is in the world, Shalosh Lachaveda, and the boundary, I plan something different. He holds you could even do a test in your own field. Why does it have to be picture 44 where it's Shalosh Lachaveda and in the middle you have over your Pishon? You can even conduct the same exact test in your own field. After Shaloi. Even in your own field, you're allowed to conduct the same exact test by planting one row of flax in between rows of wheat.
Beautiful.
You don't have to go do middle. What do you say over here in the Halakha Rav? Mutter lived like betelum shal chapeshon shakol yoidim the ganze welt she'ein mischadein lekayim hapeshon ella lived like shadeu im he yofel lepeshon v'halacha ketanakama. You only do it in the middle of the field. The middle of the field, you're allowed to plant flax. But you're not allowed to plant minacher, not like Rabbi Yosef that says that you're not allowed to do that, and not like Rabbi Yosef that you're allowed to do it.
What does Tanakhama have a problem doing it in the middle of a field?
Tanakhama, because then already it's your own field. It looks like it's shot klayim because it's in the field itself. It's too much. It's too close for comfort.
Because this already they could say is yankelus.
Right. Exactly. Okay. We have to stop here.
Dr. Davis.
Yeah. All right.